7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Colorado has recorded a new case of measles. It's in an unvaccinated adult in Weld County. The case is the 16th this year. The year is on pace to be one of the worst for measles in Colorado in recent history. 2025 was the worst for measles in years, but the state took until June to record a 16th case. This person is a close contact of previous Weld County cases. Potential exposure locations in Larimer County include a primary care clinic in Johnstown and Banner Fort Collins Medical Center. A group aimed at creating better relationships between the public and the Colorado Springs Police Department is one step closer to dissolving. KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
The Law Enforcement Transparency and Advisory Commission formed in the aftermath of the 2020 killing of George Floyd. LETAC voted last month to recommend disbanding the group because it was ineffectual. Council voted unanimously, without comment, to dissolve it. Genevieve Richard, with the advocacy group Colorado Springs Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression, supported the decision and said the commission lacked enforcement mechanisms.
It had the power to make recommendations to Colorado Springs Police Department that they were just free to completely ignore, and they often did.
Those at the meeting urged council to replace LETAC with a new group that has more impact. Council expects to take a second vote on the disbandment in 2 weeks. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Water restrictions are starting in Manitou Springs after a winter with a record low snowpack. Manitou Springs residents are restricted to outdoor watering on specific days based on house numbers. Watering should only occur in the morning and in the evening. Hand watering is allowed anytime as long as the hose has an automatic shutoff. Violating restrictions could result in a $100 fine. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Sunny skies today, highs in the 60s. It's 7:06.